The spring is coming. Tomorrow.
Okay. Any question?
What are we talking about?
We don't know really.
We're talking about the things that we have just some hints. Hints of bewilderment. We know that there is something we don't know. Okay, that's something that you don't know. Is it known or not? Yes, it is known to a very few people. That's how it works. When does the sun rise? Where does it rise from? The top of the mountain. Okay. Then what happens? They try to tell us, but it's not possible. Because what could we talk about? We could talk about existence, right? What about non-existence? Could we talk about it? Yeah. But could we get it? No. Here we are talking about non-existence of self, of ego, of me, that big capital I. Who are we saying that to that capital I? We are saying something, it goes in your brain, it goes in your memory, and it will mix with your culture, isn't it? So, it doesn't work. But, what? Do you have any solution? Shall I go to the beginning of the book? Do you remember? In the first paragraph, there was a verse that said, although this intellect is too weak to declare, one must weakly make a movement in that. First paragraph, it's entitled, although we know that it's impossible, but we have to try it. Why? Why? You don't know why. Who is trying to bring it up? The people who saw it. This guy is bringing up something which he saw. Shams made him see something. Okay. Then what? That's it. When he saw it, he realized, oh, this is it. So he has spent his remaining life to teach it. He prepared you. It took him 17 years. He prepared you. First, book one, to talk about what the problem is. What is the problem? Me. I. Ego. With an illusion that there is me and rest of the universe. What a stupid distinction. When you think about the universe, forget about the universe. Come down. Even with 8 billion peoples, how could I think that I'm one? I'm one of this. We are one. Aren't we? Why are you looking at me? Tell me. talking, it starts with this. We are connected with language. You are looking at me because I'm talking. And you are interested in listening. Why? Huh? That curiosity in all of us, isn't it? We are connected by language, and the gift of this language, because with this language we could talk about the stuff that if you were a monkey, your cousin, this close one, you couldn't talk about it. You could not even think about it. Could a monkey think about something? You're thinking, right? In your mind you said yes. You're not thinking, you're talking. That's our thinking. We talk. Because we don't understand just the existence of the glass. We understand the breaking state of this glass by looking at it, right? And you understand the proportion of the water and the empty space in this. And you understand the function of the handle. You even understand why the maker of this glass made that handle. What am I talking about? Just this? This is what we are. We are interconnected. So, something comes in we and starts to grow to be in most of us. Everything starts with a single experience, single knowledge, single understanding, then it goes around. This is what we know up here. There is that special stuff in these special people who arrive somewhere and they are talking about it, right? For talking about this strange stuff that we want to talk about, first he explained why it's not explainable, right? Because that explaining regards your brain. And your brain is looking for four definitive stuff. First, what is the first thing in you? You want everything. No matter what. They say they have built a Lamborghini half scale from pure gold. Suddenly you like it. First of all, Lamborghini half the scale is not a car. But the gold, you forget about that. Then he said, you're jealous. Do you remember? And you're running away from death. And what was the fourth one? Show off. You are doing the same cheating that the animal do. They all will make a presence first to look strong, to be the boss, to be the first one to eat. And to be beautiful, to have sex. These are two kinds of cheating in animals which are necessary and beautiful. Yeah. What's wrong here? Something is cheating and it's lovely, beautiful. The animals, they don't understand honesty we do. Period. Because we know there is honesty. A dishonesty is illogical because you have to pay big prices for it. But how could I tell you if you are a cheater and a liar? How could I tell you that, you know what? There is a deep pleasure in honesty. And I said deep, why? Why do I say it's deep? Oh, because it's permanent. So it goes to the deepest part of you. It's not a moment that you cheat, you're happy, somebody is eating, you grab something, you eat, you're happy. 4 hours later, you're hungry again. But you're honest. You sleep better. What's the difference? Ha, that's another stuff. The sleeping...